Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R3's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. What We Keep by Bill Shapiro is a warm, curiosity-driven exploration of why certain belongings matter far beyond their material value. Built around contributions from 150 people, the book centers on a simple prompt: name one object you would keep and explain why. The result is a gallery of everyday artifacts and unexpected treasures, each carrying a personal history that reveals something universal about attachment, identity, and memory. Rather than offering a prescriptive method for decluttering or collecting, Shapiro presents a mosaic of lived experiences that invites readers to reflect on their own meaningful objects. The tone is intimate and accessible, moving from sentimental heirlooms to playful talismans and from tangible proof of love to reminders of change and survival. As a curated collection of voices, the book functions both as a conversation starter and as a gentle reminder that meaning often hides in plain sight, waiting to be noticed and named. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, objects as memory containers. A central idea in What We Keep is that a single object can carry a lifetime of memory in a way that photographs, calendars, and even words sometimes cannot. Contributors describe items that act like portable archives, a small keepsake that recalls a childhood home, a memento that anchors a major transition, or a worn tool that preserves the presence of someone no longer around. The book highlights how memory often works through the senses, and how texture, weight, and visible wear can trigger detailed recollection. This topic also touches the difference between storing memories and living with them. Many of the chosen objects are not hidden away. They sit on shelves, in pockets, or in daily view, quietly reinforcing continuity. The collection suggests that the value of these items is not in perfection, but in evidence of time. Scratches, fading, repairs, and patina become part of the story. By showing many different kinds of memory objects, the book expands the reader's sense of what can be significant. It encourages noticing which items help you remember who you were, what you endured, and what you still carry forward. Secondly, identity, belonging, and the stories we tell. Another major thread is how a chosen object functions as a statement of identity. When someone selects one meaningful thing, they are also selecting a narrative about themselves, what they prioritize, where they come from, and what relationships shape them. Across 150 perspectives, the book demonstrates that identity is rarely expressed through expensive possessions. It is more often reflected in personal symbols, handmade items, inherited pieces, or humble objects tied to formative moments. The stories reveal different ways people create belonging, sometimes through cultural or family continuity, and sometimes through self-made tradition. An object can represent a community, a craft, a belief, or a private joke that captures a particular kind of intimacy. The topic also shows how identity changes over time. Some objects mark reinvention, relocation, recovery, or a decision to live differently. In that sense, the book treats belongings as a kind of autobiography, edited down to a single powerful detail. Readers can use this lens to ask, if you had to point to one item that expresses who you are, what would it be, and what does that choice reveal about your values and loyalties? Thirdly, love, loss, and emotional resilience. Many selections in What We Keep are linked to love in its many forms: partnership, friendship, family bonds, mentorship, and chosen family. The book also acknowledges that love is often inseparable from loss. Objects become stand-ins for people, especially when time, distance, or death has made contact impossible. The contributor stories illustrate how a kept item can provide comfort without erasing grief, offering a way to stay connected while continuing to live. This topic highlights resilience as something practical and embodied. Instead of presenting healing as an abstract concept, the book shows it happening through rituals of keeping, touching, displaying, and caring for a meaningful thing. Some objects represent survival through hardship, while others capture a moment of recognition that life could change for the better. The cumulative effect of many voices normalizes deep attachment without portraying it as sentimental weakness. It also shows the range of emotional functions objects can serve: reassurance, grounding, courage, humor, and gratitude. For readers, this section-like pattern in the collection can prompt reflection on which items help them feel supported, and whether their environment contains intentional reminders of the people and moments that strengthen them. Fourthly, everyday magic and the power of small rituals. The book repeatedly suggests that meaning is not reserved for monumental artifacts. Small, ordinary objects can feel magical because they participate in daily rituals and private habits. A modest item might mark the start of a morning routine, accompany someone on trips, or sit in a particular place that signals safety and home. This everyday magic is not presented as superstition, but as the human tendency to create symbolic anchors. The stories show how repetition builds significance. The same object handled over years becomes a witness to change, a quiet partner in growth, or a reminder to stay present. The topic also explores how joy can be preserved and accessed on demand. Some items trigger laughter, creativity, or calm, working like a shortcut to a desired emotional state. By collecting many examples, Shapiro's curation invites readers to treat their own surroundings with greater attention. What you keep near you, the book implies, can be a form of self-care and self-definition. This perspective is especially useful in busy modern life, where meaning is often pursued through big goals. The book offers an alternate path, cultivate small rituals, and let a chosen object become a daily signal of what matters most. Lastly, curated minimalism without rules. Although What We Keep is not a step-by-step organizing manual, it naturally speaks to a modern tension, the desire to live with fewer things while still honoring what is meaningful. By asking contributors to name one object, the book creates a thought experiment that resembles minimalist decision-making, but without judgment or strict principles. The focus is not on getting rid of clutter, it is on clarifying value. Each story is a case study in discernment, showing how people separate the merely owned from the deeply kept. This topic can help readers reconsider common assumptions about consumption and sentimentality. It demonstrates that what matters is not volume but intention, and that a single cherished object can represent a larger constellation of memories and relationships. The book also subtly warns against the idea that possessions are automatically shallow. In these accounts, objects become meaningful through context, history, and care. Readers may come away with a practical insight. The best way to decide what to keep is to ask what you would protect in a fire, what you would carry across a move, or what you would want beside you during a difficult season. The book provides examples rather than instructions, allowing readers to build their own personal criteria. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who love human stories, personal history, and the quiet psychology of everyday life. It will also appeal to people navigating change, grieving a loss, downsizing, moving, or simply trying to understand what truly matters to them. Because the format gathers many voices, you get a wide spectrum of perspectives in a short space, making it easy to read in brief sessions while still feeling emotionally substantial. The main benefit to a reader's life is increased clarity. The book models how to identify meaning, name it, and keep it close. That can translate into more intentional living, whether you are curating your home, preserving family stories, or building new rituals that support your well-being. Compared with similar books that focus on decluttering systems or design aesthetics, What We Keep stands out for its humane, story-first approach. It does not pressure you to follow rules, buy solutions, or adopt a rigid philosophy. Instead, it offers a rich set of examples that spark reflection and conversation. It is worth buying because it functions both as a comforting read and as a tool for self-inquiry, helping you see how a single object can hold joy, magic, and meaning. If you would like to support Bill Shapiro, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.